This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Irene Garrett, last name G-A-R-R-E-T-T, Irene, I-R-E-N-E. Place was Hyde Park in Flushing. Date was April 7, 2022. New paragraph, chief complaint. Mrs. Garrett was seen regarding some wheezing the day before on April the 6th. New paragraph, she also was seen with regards to hypertension, hypothyroidism, and history of depression. New paragraph, history. Mrs. Garrett had some wheezing yesterday, but that was momentary and brief, and she denies any shortness of breath, period. There's no significant cough, period. She feels a bit better today, period. She denies any chest pain or arthropneia, period. New paragraph, she was very slow to answer, period. Her hypertension is controlled and readings have been normal, and today's reading was good, period. She denies any headache or chest pain, period. She has hypothyroidism, but there's no undue thyroid symptoms such as alteration in temperature tolerance, period. There's no excessive dryness of the skin or hair, period. She is not constipated, period. She does have mild cognitive impairment, period. She has osteoarthritis of the left hip and the left hand, period. She denied pain when seen today, period. The fact that arthritis of the hand is a bit better than it has been at other times in the past, period. She was not as anxious as she has been at other times in the past, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever, chills, or major weight change, eye, no complaints, ENT, no complaints, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Under ENT, she does have hearing impairment. In cardiovascular, she has edema, but no chest pain or other symptoms, period. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints, period. In paragraph, passes, she is positive for hypothyroidism, hypolipidemia, depression, hypertension, mild cognitive impairment. Osteoarthritis, insomnia, major depression. In paragraph, family history, father died at 66 and he had a neoplasm of unspecified site, period. Her mother died at 76 and she had a neoplasm of unspecified site, period. In paragraph, social history, no recent smoking, no smoking or any alcohol excess. In paragraph, surgical history, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, laparotomy for bowel obstruction in 2017. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. She's adequately nourished. Blood pressure 136 over 64. Pulse 86. Respiratory rate 18. O2 sat 91%. Head and neck exam. All mucosa normal. Ears normal inspection. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Pupils even react to the light. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal, so on a scene, no gout, no murmur. She has 2+ edema of the legs. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial, grossly normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range, emotions normal. No joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis of the hands. New paragraph, assessment and plan. 1, Mrs. Garrett has wheezing yesterday, but that was felt to be a momentary episode, and that's resolved. And at this point, she does not need any specific medications, period. 2, she has essential hypertension, which is stable with labetalol 200 milligrams twice a day, plus amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. And I see that she's on both hydrochlorothiazide and clothalidone, so I'm stopping the hydrochlorothiazide, period. New paragraph 3, she has hypothyroidism. I'll continue level with thyroxine, 100 micrograms daily, period. I've asked the staff at the home to stop the hydrochlorothiazide. paragraph, it's noted on labs that her last TSH was 0.32 and she's due for a TSH, period. Alkinia atorvastatin for her hypolipidemia, 20 milligrams daily, period. She's getting preservation eye drops, period. For depression, I'll continue Zoloft at 50 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.
But seriously, we saw more claims here on